positive. Friday, lots of reason to be positive if you're a sports fan. Man, there is tons of stuff going on. Rush game tonight. Smitty will be there. Can't have a slap shot, though, with a lacrosse stick. I bet you could have it. His slap shot might be the same if he uses a lacrosse stick or his old paddle.
He's making the rounds.
No, good for him.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Well, it's a huge night tonight because it's they do it for the Stollery family night.
Yeah.
It's a big fundraiser. So pretty cool event for the Rush, their final home season, our home game of the regular season. Then they get into a playoffs. They got a bye week, and then they will wait to see if they play Colorado or Calgary. They battle it out next Saturday in Calgary.
Sure.
You got Oil Kings tomorrow night. They'll get rid of the Medicine Hat Tigers in five. Yeah. You've got playoffs tonight, three games in the NHL, four games tomorrow. Three teams tomorrow on the brink of elimination. L.A., Detroit, looking to try to stay alive. I'm not sure they can do it.
What did you think of L.A.'s and Sharks game last night? How nasty it got.
I love it.
I'm
old school. I love it.
I love it. And you know what's funny? I love that Kelly Rudy on the broadcast said, you know what, this is playoff hockey. I love the intensity. This is how you go down when you're losing in the playoffs. You go down, you know, battling. And I agree with him. I mean, you show that you're not going to back down. And I give it to L.A., like Regier stepping up with Burns. That's two mooses fighting each other right there. I love that nastiness. You look forward to it. And, Greg, I've been thinking about this a lot as we are dealing with this new playoff format. I think if they keep this format, you'll see the rivalries
we've
missed, I think, lately develop. Because now you have to beat your own division rivals. And I think that we'll find that the regular season will become more important because you want to get those home dates at home to be able to have home ice advantage.
Oh, for sure. It'll be awesome.
I think we might actually see more intense regular season games than we have in the past with this new playoff series. I love it. I think it's great. The bad thing is if you're in a great division.
Like the Oilers are?
Yeah, like the Pacific Division. It could be a while before you tread water and get above them to make the playoffs.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, like you – and we've talked about this, and I'm sure Craig McTavish and them look at their team, and then you see those teams in the playoffs and say, man, we have a lot of change to do.
But even like – let's talk about the Oilers. We know what they need to do. But you think of the Calgary Flames.
Oh. The Flames are farther away than the Oilers. I'm sorry. Like, I know in Calgary – like, I find it funny. In Calgary, I don't know what it is about that city, but their media talks about Edmonton way more than Edmonton talks about Edmonton sometimes. It's quite funny. They all talk like this was this great, successful season in Calgary because they finished ahead of the Oilers. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. I got bad news for you. That's not a great accomplishment.
No, I think that team – with the style of their coach, they took on their personality where they work hard every night. But they're not close skill-wise.
Oh, if they lose Mike Camilleri, where are they replacing that from?
And then you go to Vancouver. Vancouver, I think, is a team that is above the Oilers and the Flames. I mean, Phoenix, I think they're both above the Flames and the Oilers.
Oh, yeah. And then Phoenix just on their back end alone.
And then you have the three California teams. So, I mean, this is a very, very tough division. And I don't see the top players of those other teams leaving. And you look at the physical nature of that game last night, Kings and a former Oiler, Jared Stoll. This guy was running over everyone the last couple of games. I didn't know he could play that physical. I don't remember ever playing against him thinking, oh, man, this guy's going to run me over. He had some big hits. You know, you got Justin Williams, who a competitor, but last night he was pushing everyone around. Like, it was unbelievable. Love it.
Oh, I love that game. Yeah, it was great to watch.
Still don't understand the Brown trade, but... I will say that for as long as I have a radio show, I will keep. I don't understand why they traded Mike Brown. I don't get it.
Well, I think they looked in. Brown on San Jose in his role definitely looks better. Because Brown can skate for a guy who, you know what, if you had Gazdic and Brown, I know people will sit there and say, Gregor, the advanced stats guys will be, you know, up chuck. And I understand that.
That's fine.
They're not great. But not every player on your team watching the playoffs. And it's funny. Throughout the regular season, they all downplay hitting, right? Yeah. Well, hits don't matter. Yeah. The team that outhits you does. And then you go in the playoffs, and guess what? The team that hits more, lots of times they're winning more. Because it's not about – because every shift matters. Every game is closer. And when you have those guys, Mike Brown's job isn't to all be about puck possession. I'm sorry, it isn't. Yeah. He's out there to wear guys down in a seven-game series, and there is value to it.
I had Dustin Penner on my show last night, two-time Stanley Cup winner. And I said, what's the playoffs all about? He goes, it's about guys stepping up and doing more than they maybe can normally. And he said, your third and fourth liners become so important because they can turn the momentum. You know, a tied game going to the second can be turned – by momentum shift by the third to fourth line. because oftentimes the top guys kind of neutralize each other, right? And then the third and fourth lines have to step up. And, you know, I think for the Oilers, I would have maybe kept the Gadzik-Brown as a tandem on that last winger on that fourth line, and then you have Hendricks and Gordon as your fourth line with those guys. I mean, that's in a perfect world if you can get up to that point. But, I mean, that's an aggressive line. And then what happens if you have Gadzik, you don't want to play him all the time? Slip down whoever's playing well. Eberle, Hall, Perron, Gagne, I don't care. Whoever's playing well on that fourth line, give them extra shifts to get them going.
Hey, boys, the Stoll and Torre is not like each other anymore. They're at each other's throat all night. No, I think they're still actually quite good friends.
They want to win.
I know they are. They were at Stoll was at his wedding. No, they want to win. You don't. Yeah. You're not like, oh, geez, Raffy, sorry, I can't hit you because we're buddies in the summertime. It's not how it is.
You don't care. You would chop your own mom's leg off to win a game in the Stanley Cup final. I mean, you don't. And I love it. I think that's you. It's on the ice, and then afterwards, you just let it go. But that is what makes.
Well,
it
you
so be,
you
great.
Respect the guy because he competes as hard as
yeah.
you.
Yeah, and you want to beat your buddies when they're at your best. I remember playing against guys so many times. Like, again, that's a perfect example. There's no doubt he was a very dangerous player, and he scored on me a few times, and it sucked. But there was times where I stopped him, and I loved it. I mean, we'd go harder at each other than I would try at other guys on the team. I didn't care if Conroy scored. I mean, I didn't want him to score, but it wasn't my ego. But when Iggy scored when I was on the ice, it really bothered me. So I would try harder.
Because you'd know he'd chirp the hell out of you all summer.
Oh, yeah, and I would chirp the same way at him. Like, that's what makes it so great.
Did you ever fight Lucic?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got guys text me suggesting you did, but I didn't.
No,
I didn't think
I didn't.
That either.
No, he didn't want to. He was scared. You hear that, Lucic? Where are you at now, buddy?
Good thing Meg just recorded that. When Boston's in town next year, we'll send it off to him.
No. He's
a pretty strong guy.
Oh, he's a horse. You know what? I never mind playing against him. Maybe he had respect for me or whatever. And I don't remember ever really being dirty against me or anything like that. Or even when he was. Even when we played against them, like the Rangers, Boston, big rivalry.
He never shafted you?
No. I don't remember thinking, oh, man, that Lucic is a dirty player, right?
No. And it's like nowadays stuff gets blown out of proportion. Oh, yeah. I didn't think that play was remotely that bad.
I know. Suspension, are you serious?
Like, I had way more of a problem with the Matt Reed elbow on Carcillo.
Yeah.
And nothing even talked about. It's a joke. Those are the plays you got to get out of the game.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What do you think of was – the Cook suspension versus the Seabrook suspension, were they both fair?
Yeah, probably. Now, you're saying because Cook gets 7 for a knee, should Seabrook have gotten more in your mind?
I do, because he – long-term effect. I've had that happen to me 3 times in my career. I was out for 6 weeks. It sucks. It's not great. I mean, it's one of their best players, but whatever. Backus' head was jangling around in his head because of a stupid – play when the puck's not even there. It was such a dangerous play. Long term, is Barry worried about his knee? Nope. I've had it happen 3 times. I can still do all the things I want to do. Dunk over you in a basketball game, hit a golf ball 300 yards, whatever. But but Backus, the way his head is the way his head is struggling right now, that's long term a big issue, Grace. And I think
That's fair.
Why do people ask, oh, it stuck his knee out? It's a knee.
Well, no, it's because
a knee.
Well, I said Cook's play really wasn't that dirty, but because it was Matt Cook, that's why he got 7. If that was any other player, he probably gets 2 to 4, give or take. But Seabrook, you're right. I think Seabrook the hit actually was because it was late. His direct contact wasn't to the head. It was just because it was a late hit.
He rose up. He exploded into a guy who's defensive, not expecting the hit. There is nothing I liked about that hit, and. You know, we're all worried about headshots. Well, there's a chance to say those late shots are so dangerous. Now, why does Rafi Torres hit Hossa
get
exploded for 1,000 games?
Yeah.
To me, it was almost the exact same hit. A guy not knowing you're coming buries him.
Actually, I thought the Torres hit was cleaner than the Seabrook hit, to
be
honest.
And it's 3 games. And we're worried about concussions. If I hear one more person talk to me about concussions, here's a chance to lay down the law. I was so disappointed.
I was surprised that he didn't get 5 just because then he wouldn't have come. Because think about it now. He could come back for game 6 and Backus doesn't.
No, Backus could be gone. No, you don't know when he's back. We had Kelly Chase on the show last night. They don't know what's good when he's coming back. Apparently, he might be wearing an air boot also. Or air
cast. Yeah, he's got the foot problem.
And so that's not related to the head, but I mean – did you see how stiff he was lying on the ice?
Oh, yeah.
Barry skated off the ice, and Barry's going to be fine. Trust me, he'll be fine in time. Yeah, I know it hurts the Avalanche time. But if we're worried about people's health, and I hear all these bleeding hearts say, we have to think about these players and worry about their lives after hockey. Well, where is anyone standing up for David Backes? I know he's a dirty player. He's done a lot of bad things, but how is that only 3 games and no one's complaining? I feel like I'm the only one to think it's wrong, and I don't want people to get suspended. Fires me. If I'm Backes next time I play Seabrook, it's open season. I get back, I'm like, hey, I'm only going to get 3 games for rocking a guy late like that. Bring it on. I'll do the same thing. Regular season is probably 5 or 6 because I know it's with the exchange rate to the playoffs a little bit less. But my God, that just fired me right up.
Yeah. Hey, Gregor, we got to get to this because this is great. Hey, to hell with the Sharks and the Kings. Why Strettle is not in the karaoke contest from West End Steve?
Oh, man. Wow.
I'll let you explain.
Well, off the top, I didn't get invited back.
Let's not start lies on the show.
You said this. You said, this is how you did it. I like how you just, you know what? You're like a magician. You're like doing something with your right hand. Your left hand pulls the rabbit out of your hat. You said, Stretty, I'd really like you to be a part of the judging panel this year. Now all I heard is, we don't want you to sing anymore.
Well, that's actually true. But you did, because I said, hey, Stretch, you're like, your exact words were, I realized I was out of my element.
You know, I heard it from first, though, and it hurts the most. Quarterback of the Eskimos, Mike Riley. He goes, Stretty, can't wait for the karaoke contest. I heard you're a judge. I'm like, what? I said, I thought I was singing. He's like, no, you're a judge this year. And I was like, oh, yeah. And he's just howling. You know what, though? I'm not even. I'm just
because he was here last year. He saw your performance.
I'm not, honestly.
Like, it's fair to say, like in hockey, some guys have to know when to retire.
I'm not even going to say. I'm giving you a hard time. I'm not even disappointed. I don't even want to say. I'm so embarrassed. There's been 2 times I'm embarrassed for my singing. Once was last year here on this very stage. The other time is when I did a duet at an Oilers team party with Hillary Duff. I sang.
You did a duet with Hillary Duff?
Okay, that's, you know.
Okay, so just time out. Okay.
Yeah.
Because you must have approached Mike Carmen and said, hey, Mike, I'm a pretty good singer. I think I should be teamed up with Hillary Duff.
So this is, let me tell a story. Saturday night after a game, we all go out to eat, and Hillary Duff and my wife and everyone's out there. And, you know, I'm having a couple of drinks after, I think it was a win that night. So I was feeling good about myself. And I knew the team party's the next day. So I look over at Hillary. I'm like, just so you know, we have a karaoke machine. But don't get any weird ideas. Like, this is my house. Like, I'm a singer here, and all the guys are killing themselves. Like, Mike Comrie's like, oh, yeah, I'm trying to give it to her. I'm like, yeah, this is my house. She's like, well, Jason, you know, it doesn't have to be a competition. Why don't we do a duet? I'm like, we can do a duet anytime, Hillary. I will show you up. And she's just, everyone's killing himself. So next morning, I wake up, and I'm like, okay, not a big deal. We go to the party. I barely had a couple of drinks to loosen up my organ. And next thing, she's like, I'd like to welcome to the stage Hillary Duff and Jason Strudwick. I'm like, what? She goes up there, and let's give him something to talk about. She started off, honestly, she sounded like an angel. She was so good. And I, in my mind, I honestly thought I was like close to her. And she was so, as soon as she opened her mouth, I'm like, oh my God. I could see my wife too. And she, like, she's into me, my wife. And she just like in the back, just shaking her head saying, don't do it. Don't do it. And I started singing. It was so bad. So bad. So 2 times.
I love how you just slide it in there. Like, I actually thought I was close to her.
I did. Because, you know what? But she didn't give me a chance to give me the song I wanted. Like, I wanted to sing something we could, like, in my range.
Let's be 100%. Okay, no offense.
No, that's fine.
I saw your range. I'm telling you, your range is about equal to an 80-year-old third baseman in slow pitch.
But if I stay in my range, I'm deadly. Like, you got to know where you're at.
No, I don't think you have a range. Like, I don't think, like, sometimes self-awareness is one of the best things. I know there's certain things I'm not good at. I'm telling you, your singing range, you perform sober both times when you've embarrassed yourself. Did you notice the connection there?
Yeah, I don't sing well sober. My voice isn't lubricated. That's obvious. I don't know. What are you trying to get at?
Well, I have no problem getting you buzzed, and then you can do a special halftime performance as a judge. I would have no problem with
that. I'm out of my league. No, I'm going to – you know what? The people will want me back, and that's fine. I'm going to take a year off, a sabbatical.
That's true. You could go to a singing coach for a year and then come back and be like that guy. You could be – honestly, like I was telling – we were talking about it last week with Sotheby, that honestly – we were trying to get William Hung to come in, and we could have Struds and William Hung have a battle on stage to see who would be worse.
Both entertainers. I mean, there's no doubt that people would be thrilled to see
that. She bangs. Like, are you kidding me? You think you could sing that song?
I don't know all the words, but I'll tell you what. I'm not, as a judge, I'm not going to be throwing up muffin tops like that. Those other judge were. This, I'm going to be hard on people, especially on a certain quarterback of the Eskimos. Like this guy, that one, Mike Riley, you better be good, buddy, because I'm coming down.
He says he's pretty good. Which
I said the same thing.
Well, thank you. Good thing you said it, because I was going to. And that's why people out there, everyone's texting, how do you get in? Well, this is what you have to do. You have to email to our SLH inbox, gregor@tsn1260.ca.
SLH is hiring picker-operators, winch truck drivers, and highway tractor drivers. Now with a new branch in Whitecourt, call SLH Picker Service and Pile Driving today, 1-800-840-5275.
So you email it in, 30 seconds to a minute. And now if you want to do longer, great, but we only require 30 seconds to a minute.
Right.
We feel in that time, we have a few judges at the station with a little bit of a singing background, and then we filter it out and we pick the 10 to 12 best. We have it open. If there's only 10 that are worthy, then we don't take 12.
Okay.
But if there's 12 that are worthy, we'll take 12. Then those people will perform live May 23rd here at On the Rocks.
Is Sotheby's singing?
Sotheby, like Storms, said very honestly that they don't feel that they would be in their element if they were singing.
Gutless. Absolutely. Meg, how can you not go and perform? I mean, it's for charity.
Oh, I'm really good at being a judge. I can judge people all day long.
Well, that's, you know what?
I can't sing those struts. I know my limits.
I don't think you should be able to be a judge until you've performed once on stage so you know what it's like.
Can I lip sync?
I think you know the answer to that.
We actually thought about having a lip syncing contest because that would be funny.
Like Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah, because there would be a lot of people that would be like, hey, I'm not a good singer, but I think I'm a good, like you would actually have a chance maybe there.
Well,
like that might be more your alley because we wouldn't have to hear you. We just have to look at you. And that would be a big advantage to you.
You have great stage presence.
Like, just think about it. Struds, because I could tell you right now, he would probably pick Mr. Rogers' song. He would come in with one of his sweaters, his ultra-tight jeans like Kramer, and that would be the comedic act. People might not even know the song, the words you were singing.
I don't know. I mean, maybe another year. Maybe another year we could do that.
Hey, why don't you guys stand back, let the A-listers come through, me and Clausen, to defend our rightful championship crowns of all of Edmonton media.
Well, okay, now let's be clear about one thing. First of all, I was in the top five, but because I was the one who organized it, I bowed out.
See, yeah, Gregor, that's like being the kid at the birthday party and, oh, well, he won Pin the Tail on the Donkey. He gets the biggest loot bag, too. You can't win your own party, Gregor.
Well, it's true. I know. That's why I told you. But here's the other thing. Uke had to bring in Clausen because he couldn't perform by himself. That was a little, let's be honest here. You're the only duet. So would you have enough guts to go solo would be my question. This is Yushkan Jack from the Bear joining us on the show.
First of all, if you have a chance to have an ace up your sleeve, this was the closest I could get away with cheating at this event. And that's what I wanted to do was cheat to win. So you bring in a big, a powerhouse like Klaus, and that's going to move the meter. So that was my initial goal with that, and I succeeded. But yes, you know what? Not only would I go at it alone, I would go up against Josh Clausen.
Ooh.
I'm calling out Josh Clausen.
Nice.
I say I am a doper white MC from Sherwood Park than he is a dope white MC from St. Albert.
Okay, I like it. We will pass that on to Clausen. I love it.
Uke, I'm glad you're here because I want to talk to you about the event we had 2 years ago at the Oil Kings game.
Yeah.
We all know I won.
Well, that was last year.
Was it last
you
year?
You can't even.
We did it leading up to the event.
Yeah, that was the lead-in, remember?
Well, either way, it feels like that. I can't believe I lost that. That's still, I have so many people come up to me and say you were screwed on that event against UConn.
Have you been practicing your worm?
Yeah.
That brought down the house. Talk about performance value.
Well, no, just like UConn admitted that he had a cheat to win.
Yeah.
The reason Struds pulled the worm out is because he knew he was getting crushed, so he felt like, I got to do something here to get the crowd on my side. And it almost worked. Like, it was, I'll give him, it was a genius maneuver to do the worm because his hair is going like it's flopping back and forth. And you're like, I've never seen hair do the worm.
That's the inch
equal
worm
to his chest. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, he's the big worm. That's the inchworm there in the middle of his forehead.
Michael Jackson was a great singer, but one of the greatest performers of all time. And that's who I look up to for my stage presence.
Yeah, well, maybe you should wear a glove then.
You're the total package, Struds. Yeah. Total package.
Yeah. You still owe me, though. That was I still
Well, you know, I've got a little history at Rexall when I used to host the Edmonton Rush game, so perhaps there was a little home field advantage, perhaps.
Listen, I scored a lot of goals in that. I don't think there's home ice advantage in there.
Hey, both of these claims are ridiculous right now, Strud.
Yeah, what's more ridiculous there? Strud scoring a lot of goals or UConn having home floor advantage? I'm not sure which
two
one. So Uke, you're in then, is basically what you're saying.
Yeah, I got to talk to my wife yet and make sure I'm allowed to.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I thought we were off air. You, Meg!
Nice. Okay, we'll put out the message to Klaassen. Mike Riley's already in. Yeah. Riley claims that he will knock it out of the park. He's been practicing for 2 months, he says.
I might even go a different style. I might not go hip-hop. I might bring up my beautiful vocals.
I can't remember the name of our winner because my email crashed and then we lost it. So we're trying to find do you remember her singing Pink? Because I'll be honest, this is for people who weren't there last year because it was really good. Like I was amazed. Klaassen and Uke, I'll be honest, they surprised me how good they were.
Yeah.
And the five finalists that were on there, it was unbelievable.
Phenomenal.
It was like we're in a live concert. Here is our winner from last year. Here's some of the audio of her singing last year.
Everybody come and see with the legal. Shake your body, body. Move your body, body. Move the dance floor. Hurt your body, body.
Like seriously, I thought it was Pink live. She was unbelievable.
I think it was a Foxy Brown or a Little Kim song. I don't think it was Pink.
No, are you sure?
I'm not sure, but I don't think it was Pink.
Her first song was Pink. Because obviously you have to sing two songs if you make it to the final.
Yeah, that one's not Pink for sure.
No, that wasn't Pink.
Okay. Well,
but it was phenomenal. And that was one where, again, you know, much like Strud's, that was all about stage presence because she owned that. She was grabbing her own crotch. I didn't know girls could grab their crotch.
I'd never seen that move before on a girl either.
Advanced.
Well, plus she had a two-piece velour outfit on. Yeah. That was top notch.
Yeah.
Because costumes, there are bonus points if you have good attire.
As you did.
Well, mine wasn't bad. Strud's, he showed up. He was wearing shorts and sandals. He was totally not prepared.
He looked like a homeless guy in the summer.
Yeah, like your singing and your outfit was easily 18 out of 18 worst.
I will be wearing the same outfit this year.
As a judge? Tribute. Well, that's okay, because then we won't have to see your little...
Wait. You're judging? You're not performing this year?
No,
I bowed out.
Yeah. Well, he bowed out. He was politely retired. Sometimes you got to know when the guy's to let go.
Yeah.
So we keep him in.
I commend him.
Yeah.
I will be a very hard judge. Simon Cowell-esque.
Had I known you were judging, I would have been nicer. I didn't mean that about the inchworm in the middle of your forehead.
Just
either,
so
Stress.
You know, there's no way you're going to win on my ballot.
Oh, no.
Well, you got. Oh, by the way, Ryan Mai from The Bear also said he is coming in.
Oh, he'll kill all of
us. He's going to do it?
Yeah, he'll kill us all.
I love Ryan Mai.
If he does Ben by Michael Jackson, he'll kill y'all.
Really?
Yep.
Ryan Mai better go before 9:30 because I've seen him after 9:30 a couple nights on the town. Yeah.
His eyes look like Frosty the Snowman's, just two pieces of charcoal.
Is there still a no ballad rule?
Yeah, no ballads.
Because he can't do Ben then.
Can't do Ben.
Ben is
no ballads, man. This is a fun performance. We don't want to sit here and have people crying.
No.
All right.
No.
Well, except it was tears of laughter. That's okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Can we get some money going on this? A little bracket action, maybe?
We will have a bracket, don't worry. When we announce the finalists, we'll have a big announcement on the show. And then away we go. For people who want tickets, Uke, we appreciate you coming in.
Anytime, guys.
Announcing that you're back in.
Declaring my eligibility.
Yes, perfect.
Fantastic.
Excellent. People who want to go to jasongregor.com. You can buy your tickets there. It's $30, but you get a free drink ticket, and you get $45 in gift certificates there. All the money, 100%, goes towards MS. We're hoping to raise about between $10,000 to $11,000, depending on how many people we have. Also, a $1,000 cash prize to the winner this year.
That's
gotta up the ante. We want to find out who's the best karaokers in town. Put a little money on it. Everybody raises their game when there's money on the line.
There were so many people in here last year. You couldn't even get in.
Yeah. Well, there's 250 tickets available. We sold 240 last year. So something tells me we'll sell
out. It was crazy.
Yes.
Dr. Wayne's a great host.
Hey, Gregor. I'm sure if you replay the tape, Strud said he wasn't able to loosen his organ. No wonder he doesn't know he's a good singer. Troy. Yes, Troy. I tried to let that one go, but thankfully you caught it.
That's what you call it. That's what a lot of singers call their voice, their throat, their organ. If you were a good singer, you know that. So no problem, Troy. I guess in this case, you don't
That's
know what you're
what
talking
a lot
about.
Of singers.
You,
okay.
Just
oh,
wait,
by the way, we have a few real legitimate singing judges this year, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll announce them as it gets closer. Like some pretty big bands that people have heard about.
Really?
Yeah, maybe with some, records that have played on the radio and stuff.
Oh, wow.
That'd so be you better fun. Up your you better up your judging game.
Neil
too,
Diamond?
Okay?
Is it one of them Neil Diamond?
That would be awesome if he was here, though. Awesome. Didn't Mageau sing Sweet Caroline last year? I think he might have.
No, he's saying Bon Jovi.
Oh, yeah, Living on a Prayer. Yeah, so, yeah, he should have chose something better.